Good morning, this is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Thursday, March 22nd. In the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices were December corn down a quarter of a cent, November beans up 3.5 cents, and December wheat up a penny and a half. Currently, we've got the dollar down 58 ticks, right around 95 cents. Crude oil up 92 a barrel. Gold up another $9 an ounce. Silver up 26 cents an ounce. Silver currently trading over 20 cents an ounce. Exports this morning were pretty average for the corn, wheat, and beans. Maybe a little bit on the light side on all three. But we did have export sales announcements here this morning. It was 151,000 metric beans to unknown, 120 metric tons of beans to China. And China also bought another 120,000 metric tons of beans, but that's option origin, meaning that it may or may not come from the U.S., but most likely it would be. Markets are trying to discern, you know, if there's really damage out there in the corn. The yields are generally not quite as rosy as a lot of people would be expecting. But in the last week, we have seen a big improvement in these yield reports that I get from all over the country. Some people are saying a sub-170 crop. I don't see that out here. I still think it's going to be over 170, somewhere around 172. Is that enough to rally this market? You know, until we get through harvest and all the logistics of trying to put away a big crop, I just don't see us rallying. With that said, we're above the 10-day average. We're up against the trend line. If we could close over 350, that would be very impressive. And, you know, the government certainly has an incentive to try to push prices higher to avoid any insurance payments out here. But bean market, we've had the good rally. We've broken 25 cents off those highs in 2 days. You know, corn's good. I think the beans are good. But, you know, the beans have two problems. First of all, the funds are long the beans, and the yields for the beans are just absolutely stellar, which is why we broke yesterday despite the export news. You know, are the beans out there? Personally, I believe they are. So with the funds long, can, you know, beans stay under a little bit of pressure? They can, as long as we do get the crop in on time. The funds are short corn, which is a little bit friendly out here. They're short wheat, which is friendly. So maybe we can see a little bit of a rally here, but, you know, as we get closer to October 1st and we really get into the brunt of this harvest, I just don't know where we're going to put all this grain, and I still think we can back this thing off. But the weather around the country, we've got heavy rains in Iowa. That'll be delaying harvest in Iowa up into Minnesota and Wisconsin. The rest of the country, warm temps help finish off a lot of the crop out here, bring down some of the drying costs. But that's really about it. Fed left the interest rates unchanged, as we mentioned yesterday. Bonds are up a full point here today. But long term, I certainly believe interest rates are moving higher. If you have any questions, give me a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-EDGE.